This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's awards season, and one of the big events will be this Sunday when the 56th annual Grammys air on CBS. Last year, 28 million people watched the show on TV. But more and more, some of the action and the ads will be appearing on the so-called second screen. Joining us to talk about this is our friend and Slate tech blogger Will Oremus. Hey, Will.
Doing well, Ben.
Are you going to be looking at Twitter on Sunday?
I may be looking at nothing but Twitter on Sunday. At this point, Ben, you can almost do that. I mean, to say that Twitter is half the show when an event like the Grammys is on live television, I'd almost say that's an understatement. With Twitter, you've got some of the smartest, funniest people on the internet commenting in real time. It's like they're there on the couch with you, except you don't have to feed them.
And also, I think something that's kind of interesting that's been happening in recent years is you actually have the artists, right, interacting while they're actually participating in the Grammys. Of course, this is part of the usual old-fashioned television show trying to engage with the young set.
Yeah, I mean, they'll even interact sometimes on Twitter about the commercials that are going on in the show, which the advertisers love. You know, celebrities know that being on Twitter while a live event is going on is a great way to broaden their exposure.
Obviously, now Twitter is starting to need to leverage this second screen power it has into some ad dollars, right?
Yeah, it really is. And one of the first seminal moments when you saw it do that was in the Super Bowl last year, where a brand like Oreo was able to tweet during a blackout. They made a little joke. It wasn't really all that funny, but people shared it far and wide. It got Oreo fantastic exposure. And what Twitter wants to offer to advertisers is the ability to sort of be part of the conversation and maybe even buy targeted ads that play off of what's going on in real time on the screen.
Well, and this is also what advertisers, to a certain degree, want to do in the future. As you note, Facebook has more data on its users, but Twitter might be able to be more relevant in the moment.
Yeah, I should note, Twitter, I bet you, knows a lot more about us than we give it credit for. It just hasn't tried to capitalize on that yet. But in fact, yes, I mean, Twitter, it's the timeliness that it's able to offer to advertisers. That's really Twitter's competitive edge.
Our friend Will Oremus at Slate, blogging about tech. Will, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me, Ben.